I'm going to link with it what John started us with a minute ago. And that is the activity of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. The Holy Spirit works through the Word of God, doesn't He? This is what we see. I'll make the distinction between the Old Testament that we're in now and the New Testament. That in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit did not indwell men as He does today. But He came upon various ones. I find that that is the truth, and you're going to see it here in a few moments. When there was victory for Samson, we'll always find the Spirit of God was there. When he tore the lion apart, we'll find that the Spirit of God was there. At the end of his life, we'll find again, when he is grinding, his hair began to grow again, that the Spirit was there to give him the strength. So I want to make that link with us, that God's Spirit works through God's Word. We want to always remember that. He works through the written Word of God. The Spirit of God testifies of Christ. He points us to the Word. So I find then here, the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. I'm going to read the first four verses here, and then we'll just take us on into the next part. And Samson went down to Timnah, and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and he told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all thy people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Now we need to look very carefully at these verses and try to distinguish what was it that the Lord wanted to do. And how did Samson get sidetracked? I said to John and Emil, and I stand open for correction if anybody wants to question me on this, I personally divide the life of Samson into two areas. I find this first area ends with God overruling in the life of this man. And he judged Israel for 20 years. We don't want to take that lightly. That was not a little thing. He was God's man judging the tribes of Israel for 20 years. And God overruled for him in this time. Was it God's intention that he go down and take a wife of the Philistines? Well, my goodness, no. That was never his intention at all. But I don't know how you all feel. We haven't discussed this, but the first four words I see in Samson went down. You know, that speaks volumes to my own heart. He was going in the wrong direction. You remember when Jonah took the ship and he went down to Tarshish? It's a word that's there that shows me that God's man at God's time is going, not in God's way, going in the wrong direction. He went down and he saw a woman. And it would appear that he is making a decision based on what?
His feelings.
His feelings? What else? Do you see with your ears? What do you see with? He looked. He saw something that, as far as he was concerned, it was pleasant to his eyes. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know, they're the enemies of the people of God, aren't they? And here he goes down and he sees a woman of Timnah. I have seen a woman. Get her for me. Those are dangerous words, aren't they? Get her for me. This is it, Lord. This is what I know that I need, and I want now for you to rubber stamp these plans that I've made in my life. And by the way, Lord, I do want you to bless me. Have any of us ever said such a thing?
See, we need to stop and look at what we really are saying to the Lord when we're on this kind of a pathway. Lord, you know I want your blessing, and this is how I want you to give it to me. Get her for me. We've heard it here. She pleases me well. Oh, what a dangerous, slippery slope for the child of God to be on.
So let's pause just for 1 second here. You have time to
think of what was said already in your mind. Again, you know, we're kind of bombarding you with, but just take it in what was said about the type of enemy, the type of the condition, the type of weakness, what is Samson was supposed to do, what are the prerequisites to be a successful Christian. Think of all of these things that we have said. And now we're going to make a transition, as Chuck was saying. Now we want to see Samson in action. Before, we saw his parents in action. We saw how his parents behaved. But then in the end of the chapter 13, we saw Samson in action, actually. He was working in his local area. Young people, there are work to do. When the Spirit of God moves you in the local area, he was moving in the camp of Dan. That's where his locality is. So the Lord brought you, put you in a certain area. What are you doing? Are you subjecting yourself to the Spirit of God? Well, I wish Samson just stayed there because everything was fine when he was there. Are you subjecting yourself to the Spirit of God to work in your area with whatever little the Lord had given you, to try to help, to try to build, to try to strengthen, to try to stand fast and strong for the Lord? Remember Gideon? What he was doing? Threshing wheat in the wine press. That's what he was doing. He was digging in the Word of God. He was securing some food for himself and to share it with others. What are you doing 4 hours a day? Watching TV and playing video game, and you're getting to level 10 and level 20 and level 30, and you're really, you know, breaking the code and going beyond, and you're great. Trust me, when you start before the judgment seat, when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, he's not going to ask you what level you get into on your Xbox. He's not going to ask you that. But I'm just begging you, spend time in the Word of God. Read good books. Look, there is no other way around it. You will never be able to grow spiritually. There is no other way about it but that the Spirit of God was moving him. But then Chuck mentioned that word, he went down. It's in verse 1. Mm-hmm. It's in verse 5. In verse 10, his father went with him. He went down. And he just didn't stop. Now, here is a Nazarite in action.